thinking. That's great. I was thinking, David, you just played Creole. And the first was down in through the bottomlands. Both are ragtime, yet so wholly different in tempo. This was busy.
Yes.
But by the way, you said you thought of the sounds of the town nearby Creole, that your town, Moss Point. It's as though there were industrial sounds heard. You heard them as a kid. There was a paper mill.
Yes, constantly. And always the train coming back and forth, hauling the lumber to and from the mill. Yes, I live not far from the railroad track, so throughout the night you have this conglomerate of the clanking and clacking of the rails and the beeping sounds, above all the beeping, which was so evocative to me, of the mill itself.
Yeah. So it's both industrial, you're right near the railroad trains and the whistle.
Yes.
And then the mill sounds. And so somehow that's all evoked in this piece. In contrast to what? To that palmy, leafy,
well,
rural, the first piece.
Yes, in the bottomlands, the concentration is on maximum lyricism, the lyricism of the land flowing in its wetness and in its vast leafiness.
Yeah. So where you lived as a little kid, and were most of your life too?
Well, a good, yeah. Even now, I would say most of my life was spent in
Moss
Point.
So there's a double strain here. There's this town, the paper mill is the source of income for many, right?
Mm-hmm.
Industrial, blue collar, surrounded by something swampy and leafy.
Yes.
And foggy.
Yes, in fact, bona fide wilderness is not far away.
Yeah.
It's quite a ways to agricultural terrain, but what is nearby are the remains of the Pascagoula River swamp and the adjoining river swamp systems, and big expanses of marshes intermingle with the river swamp.
So this all has to play a role.
Yes, that played
music,
an overwhelming
both
role.
Both in your writings, too.
Yes,
yeah.
The land has always been a central focus of mine. Not only that land, but terrain wherever I've been. All the terrain of this continent.
By the way, it's land, objects more than humans in your case. I mean,
yes.
I know you write, some of your songs deal with portraits of people, certain ones.
Yes.
A guy named Hoffer here. What's his name? What was his
name?
Yes,
The Early Life of Larry Hoffer.
Yeah.
He's a Mississippi composer.
But you see, but most are about things around you.
Yeah, I think that in my loneliness and my isolation as a child, as I told you, I had few friends growing up, and I was very much apart and somewhat abrasively apart, and I accepted it and enjoyed it for what it was. In that, I turned to the land and the objects of the land for comfort, and I loved people through the land objects. I loved people through their relationship with the land and the environment rather than through their personality directly.
I was thinking, just going through, there's one called the South Mississippi Glide. Well, the glide is what I've heard in that first piece a bit, too.
Yes, the South Mississippi Glide draws its title from an old dance. Occasionally you'll find ragtime compositions of the teens called glides. And because of the motion of the piece itself, which is actually quite similar to Through the Bottomlands, I called it.
There's also a touch of the hymn in here, too, just as I am.
Yes. Yes, I've been affected by hymn knowledge.
I was about to say, church music played a role.
Yes.
In your life.
Yes, I associate that with this whole non-classical tradition, this whole vernacular American spectrum, which affected me. I mean, there's no aspect of that, at least up to mid-century, that didn't play some role.
You want to touch, you want to play the whole
thing? I'll be glad to demonstrate the glide.
Sure.
Yes, okay.
Sure. The glide.
Starts like this.